Hey there, it's Elizabeth. I just want to let you know about a new podcast you need to go and subscribe to right now. It's from our sister station, KUT, and it's called To and Fro. It's produced by my friend Delia Jones, along with her friend Jacqueline Carter, and it's a really lovely podcast that talks about underrepresented communities and issues relating to the Black Southern experience. Seriously, you want to listen to this podcast. Thanks in advance for subscribing. Okay. Now, let's get started. Hello, and welcome to This Song, the podcast where artists talk about the songs that formed and transformed them. Happy New Year! We here at Team This Song hope your holiday went well, that it gave you what you need, whether it was rest or connection or a reset or, like we said, whatever you need. And we want to thank those of you that gave us ratings or reviews. They were the best gifts ever. We here at Team This Song, we all had a great break, so we are ready. We are back, and we've got a good year ahead of us. Folks like Portugal the Man and Jamila Woods are coming your way, so let's not waste any time. Let's get started. For this first episode of the year, we spoke to Lucas Nelson. Yes, he is the son of Willie Nelson, and he's been playing as a solo artist with his band Promise of the Real since the late 2000s. He and the band, which includes his brother Micah, just released an eponymous record, their fourth, in August of last year. It's a mix of country and folk and rock, and it's helmed by Nelson's gorgeous voice. And they have a lot of cool collaborators, like Lucius does a lot of the background vocals, and Lady Gaga even makes an appearance. It's true. She's on the song Find Yourself, a song that we have really been digging here at KUTX, the radio station in Austin, Texas, where we make this podcast. In addition to playing their own music, Promise of the Real also records and tours with Neil Young. They just released a record in December called The Visitor, an album full of political songs that capture the anger and the sadness that many of us have been feeling lately. I got to talk to Lucas Nelson backstage at the Austin City Limits Music Festival last year, and he told me how the music of the man who he's now in a band with changed the course of his life.
The song that changed my life, the whole album really, was called Tonight's the Night. It was a Neil Young record. Tonight's the night. Tonight's the night. Because I'd listened to it in college. This was before I kind of left to start pursuing my music career on my own, and before I cut myself off from my parents and just decided I want to do this on my own or it's not going to be worth it, you know. And so I started working really hard.
Bruce Berry was a working man. He used to load that Econoline. Well, late at night when the people were gone, he used to pick up my guitar and sing a song in a shaky voice that was real as the day was long.
You probably had heard Tonight's the Night before you were in college, or had you heard it before?
No,
you were in
that was
really?
The first time I kind of got into Tonight's the Night. Neil and our family weren't so close before we started playing with Neil. I mean, Neil was, you know, he was friends with Dad. They did Farm Aid together every year, but that was it. And then we didn't hang out at Farm Aid or anything. So, you know, when we started to play with Neil, it was because Neil saw us playing his songs and was like, "Oh, he's doing my stuff," and then we kind of kept in touch, and then we became his band, you know. But then, so, you know, Tonight's the Night was really what got me into Neil so much, just listening to that record. And so that indirectly really changed my life, because I ended up playing with Neil. It was so spontaneous. It just seemed like a literal magic caught just it was perfection in its imperfection.
Well, they say that
it's Santa Fe is less than 90 miles away, and I got time to roll a number and rent a car.
And then you also have him kind of drunk in this period, and like this was like the on the beach period of his life, and you could, like, he's going for notes that he's not necessarily hitting, but he leaves them on the record and it sounds incredible.
I'm in.
Just such a unique sounding record. The harmonies, the arrangements of the songs, the looseness of the execution, but then the complexity of the actual chord progressions and changes makes it just a perfect mishmash of like this yin yang of like perfection and imperfection, and I just, it's just perfect to me.
You said that you heard this song, or I mean this record, around the time when you kind of were something was shifting in your life, like,
yeah.
you were pivoting.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was in college, I had this kind of fork in the road. I was actually an English major and a music minor, and so I was kind of like, what am I gonna do? And then I got heartbroken, and somebody showed me Tonight's the Night, and then I started listening to that over and over again, and I just realized that the only thing that was going to make me happy was going out on the road and playing music for people, even if I never made a dime on it. You know, just I'd just live in my car and play music.
I'm sitting in a room waiting on an answer and hoping that the Lord sees fit. Let me leave, 'cause if the news ain't good, you ain't coming back here, I'm gonna stay until my bones have turned to leaves.
I knew I could perform, and I could make people happy every time. You know, I knew I could make a lasting impression. And then the one thing that I knew that I could do just as good as anybody was write a good song. And so I knew I had these kind of assets musically, so I knew I'd be okay if I just practiced, you know.
Right on. You know, we do a lot of these interviews, but it's very rare that the person who's doing the interview actually gets to, like, meet the person whose record changed their life, much less play with them.
Right.
So, I mean, I have a couple questions about that. Like, the first is, have you talked to Neil Young about this? Have you been like, man, this record changed my life, tell me all about it?
Oh, he knows. I mean, Neil and I are, and the band are all really close.
Yeah.
And like, and you know, it may have come up in a few conversations, and he probably just chuckled and said, you know, wow, what is life, you know?
Yeah. How does it feel to play those songs with the guy?
It's, it feels like a dream come true. It feels like I'm literally living my bliss, and I think that was... that decision that I made in college changed my life towards my bliss, you know.
Already green. You're already green. You're the
Already great from Neil Young and Promise of the Real's new record, The Visitor. And like, I love listening to it, picking out Lucas Nelson's voice and thinking, like, I'm actually hearing someone living their bliss. That's really cool. If you want to see Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real live, then you are in luck because they are on tour. I'll post a link to their tour dates in the show notes page for this episode. And back at ACL Fest, he performed this song from his new record called Forget About Georgia backstage, and we got a recording of it, and it sounds amazing, so I will post a link to that as well, just in case you wanted to hear what Lucas Nelson and a guitar, just Lucas Nelson and a guitar, sounds like. I got goosebumps. And that's it. You have come to the end of another episode of This Song. This Song is a production of KUTX 98.9 in Austin, Texas. This episode was produced and edited by me, Elizabeth McQueen. Jake Perlman recorded this interview. Kelly Seal is our excellent intern. And Aaron Waltz is our social media intern. Thanks to Deidre Gott and Peter Babb and Todd Callahan for all they do for this podcast. And yes, it's true. Our theme song is Mahout. Or Mahout. Mahout. By Austin's own Hard Proof. Right on. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.